Good afternoon, this is Bill Young and John O'Rourke, and welcome to Catholic Conscience 2.0. It's now the 3 o'clock hour on this Monday, March 14th. The Monday is the second week of Lent. And let me get John online for us. Find him. Let's see, where did he go? Oh, there it is. Okay, good. I'm going to start that now. Zoom. Okay, hopefully John will be on here. And today is a very interesting day of the gospel reading. Let's see, John's coming on. Jesus said to his disciples, this is Luke 6, 36 to 38. Oh, here's John. I'll let him do this. Let's see. Okay. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy? Are you there?
I'm here.
Good afternoon, John. How was your weekend?
It was good.
It was good. Oh, great. Hey, I was just talking about the gospel reading for today that I hope you get to read. And it's a very important, good gospel, but Luke 6:36 to 38. Can you do the gospel reading for today, for the second Monday in Lent?
Sure. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you'll not be judged. Stop condemning, and you'll not be condemned. Forgive, and you'll be forgiven. Give gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packaged together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will return, be measured out to you."
And what's the commentary for today?
In today's gospel, Jesus called us to be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Mercy or tender compassion is God's most distinctive characteristic. St. Augustine reminded us that we are, by our very nature, ordered to God. But since God is tender mercy, having God is tantamount to exercising compassion, being merciful ourselves. And attend to what Jesus says next. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you'll be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. According to the physics of spiritual order, the more one draws on the divine life, the more one receives that life, precisely because it is a gift and it is properly infinite. God's life is had, as it were, on the fly. When you receive it as a gift, you must give it away, since it only exists in gift form, and then you will find more of it flowing into your direction. If you want to be happy, Jesus is saying, this divine love of God must be central to your life. It must be your beginning, your middle, and your end.
Amen. Is that it? And I think you probably agree with this, that we're both, and a lot of people are, blessed when you give. It's better, you know, the saying is better to give than receive. And I feel fortunate every time it seems like I give, I get an abundance more back. And not that I don't give to get abundance more back, it just seems to happen that way. Would you say that's true in your case?
Always, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe it's a valuable lesson, those who are, and, you know, we're not born wanting to give, we're kind of born wanting to take, you know, because you take from your mother, she feeds you, she takes care of you. And so since childhood, we're taught to take because, you know, to survive. But sometime in your life, and hopefully sooner than later, you learn to give. And that's a very, some people, John, still haven't learned that. That, you know, it's like, they're very happy to receive, which, you know, that's fine. Not to be judgmental on anybody, but that's, you know, some people like that. But maybe if they realize giving is much better. And also, as Jesus said too, because people say, in family members in particular, they say, well, we give to the family, we give to our friends. But then what did Jesus say about that? He says, even atheists do that. So we're expected, we have a higher bar than just atheists. So we have to give to people we don't know, or not friends. And the homeless, or whatever, you know, encounters that you have, we're in charge to give. No matter what they're going to use it for, that's not, we can't be judgmental, but that's just how it is. And so let's get going, and we'll start with the chaplet. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The opening prayer. You inspire Jesus, but the source of life, God's source for souls, and the ocean of mercy open up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, invoke the whole world and empty yourself upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth for the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. We now pray our Father, a Hail Mary. John, you do Psalms 130, and then the Apostles' Creed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The Apostles'
Creed. Psalm 130.
I'm sorry, again.
Out of the depths I call to you, Lord. Lord, hear my cry. May your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, keep account of sins, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, and so you are revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and I hope for his word. My soul looks for the Lord more than sentinels for daybreak. More than sentinels for daybreak, let Israel hope in the Lord. But with the Lord is mercy, and with his plenteous redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all its sins. Amen.
Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven to see the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there we come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
And as always, John, you start off with small beads, and then we rotate back and forth. And I'd like to mention up front, some of our prayers today are going for those who are lost family members or friends in Ukraine, and millions have been displaced from their homes. So we'll pray for them because they are the most needy. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father. That's it, right, John?
That's it.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I was taking some pictures. I don't know if you noticed, Mary had some little blue over here, which is not, I can't see visibly. But anyway. Interesting. Okay. We repeat after me 3 times. Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Closing prayer. Eternal God, whose mercy is endless and the treasure of compassion is inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in the most difficult moments, where we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen.
Amen.
And now we'll pray in the meaning of divine mercy. And John, do you remember what we did last time, last day?
I don't.
Let's see. Four fish, we did that. We did the humble, children, six, seven, we did seven. Oh, today is day eight, which is important because our Monday is always about the souls in purgatory, which I'm sure after we finish, John will pray that. And today, Jesus states, today, bring me the souls who are detained in purgatory and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my blood cool down their scorching flames. All these souls are greatly loved by me. They are making rehabilitation to my justice. It is in your power to bring them relief, draw them in the indulgence from the treasures of my church, and offer them on their behalf. Oh, if you only knew the torment that they are suffering, you would continually offer them the alms of the Spirit and pay off their debt to my justice. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said that you desire mercy. So I bring you to abode your most compassionate heart, the souls in purgatory, and the souls are very dear to you. Yet you must make the rehabilitation to your justice. May the streams of blood and water gush forth for the souls of your heart and pour out in the flames of purgatory, that they too, the power of your mercy may be celebrated. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of the suffering in purgatory, whose enabling them the most compassionate heart of Jesus. I beg of you, by the sorrowful passion of Jesus, your Son, and by all the bitterness for which most scarred souls are flooded, manifest your mercy in the souls which your scrutiny look upon them in no other way but only through the wounds of Jesus. Your dear beloved Son, we firmly believe that there is no limit to your goodness and compassion. Amen. And now we're praying the litany, Divine Mercy, the words our Lord Jesus gave to St. Faustina. And our response is, I trust in you. And as always, John, I trust in you in leading us in that beautiful prayer.
Divine Mercy, gushing forth in the bosom of the Father.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, greatest attribute of God.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, incomprehensible mystery.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, fountain gushing forth from the mystery of the most blessed Trinity.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, unfathomed by any intellect, human or angelic.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, from which wells forth all life and happiness.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, better than the heavens.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the source of miracles and of wonders.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, encompassing the whole universe.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, descending the earth in the person of the incarnate word.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, which flowed out from the open womb of the heart of Jesus.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, enclosed in the heart of Jesus for us and especially for sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, unfathomed in the institution of the sacred host.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in the founding of the Holy Church.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in the sacrament of holy baptism.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in our justification through Jesus Christ.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, accompanying us through our whole life.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, embracing us, especially at the hour of death.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, endowing us with immortal life.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, accompanying us every moment of our life.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, shielding us from the fire of hell.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in the conversion of hardened sinners.
I trust in you.
divine mercy, astonishment for angels, incomprehensible to saints.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed in all the mysteries of God.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, lifting us out of every misery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the source of our happiness and our joy.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in calling us forth from nothingness to existence.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, embracing all the works of his hands.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the crown of all God's handiwork.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in which we're all immersed.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, sweet relief for anguished hearts.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the only hope of despairing souls.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the repose of hearts, peace amidst fear.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, delight and ecstasy of holy souls.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, inspiring hope against all hope.
I trust in you. And now we pray the sacrificial prayer from Lady of Fatima. And it states here, when enduring sufferings, making sacrifices or offering up mortifications. And especially those, you know, in Ukraine, and they are suffering a lot. Our Lord Jesus, take away their pains and take away those who are trying to hurt them. May you offer up the souls who lost and those who have been injured and the family's members who have been displaced, millions and millions. And it goes like this. Oh, Jesus, this is for the love of you, for the conversion of the poor sinners and in reparation for offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lady of Fatima, July 13th, 1917, a little over 104 years ago. And also at this time, I'm gonna put it down. Oh, here it is. The St. Joseph Prayer. So coming up, this Saturday is the feast day of St. Joseph. And we're going to be consecrating ourselves at the 4 o'clock Mass at the of St. Gregory the Great in Plantation. So that's going to be a special day for us. But before that is the feast day of my friend and all our friends, St. Patrick, is this coming Thursday. And I hope, John, if we have the time, we have to remember we put together a rosary for St. Patrick. Can we do that by Thursday? Have it redone again? We could pray that prayer, the rosary of St. Patrick. But anyway, right now, what do you think, John? Yes? Maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Something to work forward to. I wish we did it early, put together. Maybe we could, you know, gave it to friends and neighbors and things like that. And Esther. So let's pray the prayer to St. Joseph. And it's a prayer that you, it's good before you go to sleep at night. Or if you take a nap during the day, like some of us. St. Joseph, I give you permission to enter into my subconscious mind while I am sleeping. Teach me the virtues to be obedient to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and bring me healing and strength. Amen. And I know on Mondays you always do the prayer for the souls in purgatory. So, John, can you do the prayer for souls in purgatory for us now, if you can?
Oh, Lord God Almighty, I ask you by the precious blood which your divine Son, Jesus, shed in this cruel scourging, deliver the souls in purgatory, and that soul especially among them all, which is nearest to its entrance into your glory, that, so it may, without delay, begin to praise you and bless you forever. Amen.
Amen. And let's see. Let's see. Do you have any more prayers? Because I may have a prayer.
Go ahead. 37.
Continue. By the way, John, I don't know if you noticed, I was trying to take the pictures of it, it's hard to get it, but did you happen to notice right about in the picture of Mary? And if I look at this on my eyes by turning around, it's not there. It's this like blue kind of light.
Oh, yeah.
Above it. Do you see that? See where my finger is? You don't see my finger?
I see your finger, yeah.
And what do you see in Mary? Nothing?
No.
You don't see any blue? In the top? Nothing?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I did take a picture and it came out on the picture, so. But, interesting. And you don't see the blue. What do you see?
A wall.
Oh, yeah, no, I know the wall, but the, on the like picture. Gray. And Mary, it's all gray?
Kind of like gray.
All gray. Okay. Hmm. Okay. No problem. And let's see. Okay. You have another prayer for us, John?
Okay. Today's prayer of the day. Prayer for God's help in daily action. So, oh, Father, may everything I do begin with your inspiration, continue with your help, and reach perfection under your guidance. With your loving care, guide me in my daily actions. Help me to preserve my with love and sincerity. Teach me to judge wisely the things of earth and to love the things of heaven. Keep me in your presence and never let me be separated from you. Your spirit made me your child, confident to call you Father. Make your love the foundation of my life. Teach me to long for heaven. May this promise and hope guide my way on earth until I reach eternal life with you. Amen.
Amen. And since this is dedicated to St. Joseph, I like to do the prayer to St. Joseph. And it goes like this. Unto you, O blessed Joseph, we do fly in our tribulation and having implored the help of your holy spouse. We now also confidently seek your protection by the afflictions that unite you to the Immaculate Virgin, Mother of God, by your Father, love for the child Jesus. We humbly beg you to look down with compassion on our inheritance, which is Jesus Christ, purchased with his blood, and our need to help us by your powerful intercession. Do you, prudent guardian of the Holy Family, watch over the chosen people of Jesus Christ. Keep us, O loving Father, safe from all error and corruption. O great protector, from your safe place in heaven, graciously help us in our constant against the power of darkness, as your old did rescue the child Jesus from the dangers of death. So now defend God's holy church from the snares of the enemy, from all adversities. Extend to each one of us your continental protection and lead us by your example and strengthen your aid that we may live and die in holiness and obtain everlasting happiness in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And so I think we do have a little more time left, John. Do you have any more prayers? Honestly, you want to say?
That's it for today.
Okay, well, let's see. I think I have more prayers. So. And praying for my little prayer book. And let's see what we have here. Today is the 14th, so the 15th is tomorrow, which we will be. Okay, here's a nice prayer. Consecration of the child to the Blessed Virgin Mary. 37. So let's pray that one. We're going to keep praying until. Oh, John, I lost you, John. What happened? 11:37. John has left the building. It's 11:37.
What? No, I'm right here.
Oh, you were back. It showed that your thing was on mute. 11:37. Did you get like a phone call or something? I don't know. Anyway. Okay. Oh, nice. It's a short prayer, and then we ended it with a Hail, Holy Queen. Consecration of the child to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Blessed Virgin Mary, turn your imaginative gaze of your child, and you can name your child, my son's child, named Gregory, and he or she has been born to a new life through a baptism and has become a child of God and heirs of heaven. But remember, Mary, that she also is a child of yours. At this moment, Jesus repeats the murmuring words to you. Mother, here is your son. Grant him your special protection, now and forever. Take care of him and defend him.